always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And man, I'm just so ecstatic to see what we got. We're going to introduce something that I've never done before. I've never interviewed cats putting together like they call it a web series, but I'm like, man, it's almost like a movie, man, but it's just in clips, man. So we got some cats, man, that have been doing it, putting their hard work together, as they said, tying their shoestrings together. And I was like, man, you get enough shoestrings, you can take it around the globe, man. And I'm just excited to see what they're doing. The movie is called Hard Life of a Bond Servant, and they got episodes 1 and 2 up right now. You guys are gonna have to go look that up on YouTube. Check it out, man. It got quite a few views. And by the time that y'all hear it, it's going to even have more of those views, man. And that's really what's up. So I got the whole cast with me today, man. They're going to share how they came together. And the topic of the day is all about community, man. And I just ask them how we can come together as a community and share what God is doing and really see the kingdom of God move forward, man. So that's what we're going to get into today, man. And I'm just excited to see what they got to say about all this, man. Because, I mean, if you haven't seen this joint, you need to go watch it right now. Don Christian put his sign of approval on this joint. And go check that out, man. And we're going to get into the song real quick. Kaz, the song is called I Live on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in. Here we go. All right.
I live life, it don't live me. They say I won't win, but it will be.
And you will never break me down. You will never break me down. You will never break me down. You will never break me down.
I live, I live life. Cincinnati on the beat. Got the green light once the beat dropped in. Keep his word in my mouth, I'm out to chop sin. Double-edged sword, I go to war with both ends. That's why the chance of someone stopping me so thin. Situation for those hatin's a no win. I'm patient and my determination knows no end. Plus I rep for my father who'd wanna oppose him. Only logical answer somebody with no
sins.
I'm on the right path, never double back. There's no stopping, get it poppin', call me bubble wrap. I throw my faith all in your face, I'm not a subtle cat. Love to taste the beef, homie, show me where the trouble at. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's time to get warmed up, man. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Light shines brightly, daily and nightly. Sun, moon, stars combined should get like me. People ain't impressed cause they can hear it when you talk. Look, they more intrigued if they can see and feel it in your walk. Don't step lightly, tread like the hawk. Out to crush the serpent's head like chalk. Poof in the powder when God rebuked the devourer. On my behalf is when my laugh got louder. My rhymes got bolder, my faith got router. Seeds started sprouting, my cake stopped powder. So I sowed some more, learned to greet and defile ya. But giving brings glory to the king I'm a child of. In it, not of it, though earth I'm visiting. Stick out like a green thumb, I'm never fitting in. Give the gospel to anybody that's listening. My mission is to change this whole planet by my visits in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you got it, I say it only ain't tricking if you do not trick. Hard to tell between a beauty burning and a hot chick. You got one but got tricked, now you're itching and got tricked. You thought you had protection in your pocket. Tackled by linebackers, that's microscopic. Find yourself sacked up in the sack, you couldn't stop it. Cause abstinence is the only line that can block it. Look, my next topic, other rappers are not sick. The bars all toxic, don't let them in your cockpit. They're sure to bash, have you crashing in a hop skip. More hazardous to your health than a mosh pit. I'm like Lazarus, my life price flop flip. It's fantastic, Mr. Boombastic. Game need a change, so I'm about to take it hostage and make these lames hang their head in shame like an ostrich. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty good guy.
Frank, are you good enough to get into heaven?
Oh, sure.
You know, someday you're going to stand before God.
Oh, I'll do all right.
Okay. Have you ever told a lie?
Everybody does.
So according to God's standard, you're a liar.
Oh, what? No, I'm not.
Well, you told a lie. The Ten Commandments say not to, therefore, you're a liar. Have you ever stolen anything?
Well, I borrowed a few things.
Did you give them back?
No.
Okay, so far you're a lying thief.
Wait a minute, how can I defend myself against those kinds of standards?
These are just two of God's commandments. There are more.
Well, you make me sound really bad.
Frank, Compared to most people, you are a wonderful person, but the standard is not other people, it's God.
Well, then nobody measures up.
Right. That's why we need a Savior, someone to pay the penalty of not measuring up for us. And that Savior is Jesus.
So, standing before God without Jesus is not a good idea?
I wouldn't try it.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, we right here with Hard Life of a Bondservant, the web series, the whole cast. We getting it in, man. And Mr. Shaw told us who we all had on in the live stream area, man. And I'm just going to ask this, man. With everything that you got going on, who was the one that really inspired this? Was there a couple of writers. I heard John was a writer with Mr. Shaw. So John, talk to me about writing this thing that you guys got going on.
Ray and I have been working together for a long time, and kind of like works with me, and he finds these opportunities, and I just kind of say, all right, let's do it. So I don't know. It's the same thing we've been doing for a couple of years now. He's sort of the engine behind the thing. I just do what he tells me to do. So. And,
wow. So is this not your guys' first play, or what do you call this that you guys actually wrote, Mr. Knitter?
I wrote a screenplay. Yeah. So your web series and all that stuff. Basically, we thought of it as music video, but cross the same as a music video and a movie, something so that people haven't seen before.
Mm. Okay, no, that's what's up. And we got so many artists in this thing. We got Selah Flows. We got Ashley Rain. We got Young Fire, OG Preach, Nova Miller. Talk to me, Rain, about getting involved in something like this. And I know that you may even be doing a little bit more than acting in this. Are you helping them in the back with the editing as well?
No, I'm just acting in it right now, but I feel blessed and very privileged to be on the set, since I have a passion for film as well. I'm learning a lot, being able to kind of just stand on the side of the cinematographer, you know what I mean? And it's been real good. I just got introduced on episode 3, so I had a good time. I'm looking forward to being able to do more with the crew and cast.
Wow, no, that's what's up. So, with all these artists, with all these people in it, I'm gonna ask. Let me see who can I ask this question, man? Because I want to get somebody to give me some great info on this. Young Fire, man, talk to me about some of the most incredible parts of putting this series together, man.
Man, like you said, it's a bunch of different artists, so it's kind of dope seeing everybody who's from their own different region all come together. One, you know what I mean, for one body, for one purpose. And I mean, putting it together has been a new experience for me. I never kind of did someone this kind of this big like this as far as acting. I got my little stuff, but I've never done nothing this big, and it's been real fun.
Yeah.
Just really getting it in with all of the cast members.
All right, and Kendrick, man, you know, since I know you from Breathe Life, I know you out there giving tips to all these cats, man. You kind of like, you know what I'm saying, you still the young G, but we might call you the OG real quick. Talk to me, man, about your experience right here with what you got going on, brother.
Yeah, that I King. What's up, family? Man, it's just been a blast watching cats, like, at the confessions table, fighting over hot dogs, cats arguing over their time on screen, you know, people fighting over roles, you know, cats want to be Mr. Pink and Mr. White, and Lord forgive me for lying this whole time. It's been amazing, man. It's just been like the body of Christ coming together, man, and in effect, laying aside our differences, utilizing the individual gift that God has given us to push the message of Christ, man. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and I'm just excited to see what y'all are doing, because when I seen it, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty nice. And I'm not sure, there may be a couple other Christian hip hop artists in films like this, but I mean, to see, you know, pretty much the West Coast get involved in some of this is pretty dope, man. I'm gonna ask OG Preach, you know what I'm saying? I could have said he was the OG since he got that in his name, you know what I'm saying? But OG Preach, man, talk to me about the hardest part for you as far as memorizing these screens, you know what I'm saying? Everything like that. Talk to me about that, man.
Well, actually, it was a new arena for me also. It's been real fun and an experience. To me, there has not really been anything hard about it. You know, it's just the spirit of leading. So when everybody comes together, as you said, the topic was community. When everybody comes together, love is the foundation of that community. It brings a supernatural power and a force that makes things flow by the spirit of God, and so everything just falls in line. It's really been a blessing. It's been a lot of love, and it's been fun. You know what I mean? Being about our Father's business, and it's just been great, man. And there's even more great things to come. So this hard about eating this, man. It's just all good. Only thing hard about it is the title, Hard Life of My Servant.
Now, that's what's up. And talk to me about the title. Mr. Shaw, were you the one that came up with this title for this website?
I wanted to also to mention something, too. When we were talking about the writing,
yeah,
this has been a really big collaborative effort between Walk By Faith Music and Media and Red Guerrilla Productions. When we first came up with this idea, we were originally... me and artist Lee Stavall and one of the producers on the project, we were just talking about doing a music video. And it wasn't until after episode one we realized, and this is before it was even edited, we realized we had something bigger than just doing a regular music video. And, you know, web series up until about 2-3 years ago weren't even really prevalent until now. And so we decided to put together a web series. You know, I chopped it up with the Walk By Faith camp. Much love to them. And we basically were able to just kind of map out and really put the ministry and the entertainment value and kind of put those two together. And so it was really a good happy medium where me and John would be coming up with more of the entertainment values and factors of things. And then, you know, leaning on LOA and Nova Miller to really, really bring in the ministry and really just marry the two. So we had the best of both worlds. And so a lot of the monologues that you'll hear or certain things that you'll see, Nova Miller was able to bless episode two with some of those monologues, you know, that came straight from the Word.
Wow.
And same thing in episode one. Least of all, was able to just really just hone in on what we were talking about and really just lean on God to really give him the words. So that's why it's been so powerful and so effective, is because the Lord has been guiding all of our steps and has been directing this whole project and bringing all this together.
Amen.
So, you know, we really are giving all of our honor and all of our praise to him in this series. This is all it is. He's just using us as tools.
Yeah. No, that's real good.
And
man.
So, hard.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
So just to answer your question on Hard Life of a Bond Servant, the first episode was hard. And the name of the project that was kind of inspired by this and the music that you'll hear in the series, at least in the first couple of episodes, was all from Least of All's album on The Bond Servant, which is available now. And so we were able to kind of utilize that music. But the great thing that kind of happened was that this series wasn't supposed to be a series, and it became something that we were not prepared for.
Wow.
But it was such a pleasant surprise because, you know, we started to reach out to our community and reach out to other artists that are on this line and really say, look, we got something. And I was able to sit back and look at the communion that had already happened between all these artists. God had kind of given me a vision to say, you need to put these people together because these people need to be united. We need to start showing people that we are one, one body, and not all this individual stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're able to come through. And, you know, we've had our trials and tribulations. It's not easy to get 10 different people and 10 different things together like that, but we have prevailed. We've done a really great job, and I'm proud of everybody for it.
Hey, man, y'all hearing what it takes to get together on this magnitude on this scale. And I like the thing about it, man. They said it didn't even start out this big, but look what God has done. We're going to talk a little bit more about that right after this joint, man. We're going to go into a couple of songs right here. This is Young Fire Grand Finale on Yada the King Radio, man. And he's actually in the cast, too. So that's what it is. Let's get it, y'all.
I don't need no intro, I'ma just walk into this one. You got the mattress like I need it? What about the lighter fluid? Alright, we good, let's go there. Yo, bars for the law, so they think I'm crazy. Work so hard, never think I'm lazy. No weapon form should prosper, it's like they clippers don't work, so they cannot fade me. They think I'm crazy and insane, asylum when I tell them that everything can't provide it. I spit life instead of violence, now I'm flying overseas to the Cayman Islands. You don't know where that is, that's near Jamaica. Your life is really what you make it. Like eating sawfish, eating real often, it's real Jamaican. Not you faking. Probably don't know what I'm talking about. Faith is really what I'm talking about. Can't just be kicked out and believe it, and then you walk it out. They singing, I'm loco. Yeah, I talk Acapulco. Got my guy go before me. When you thinking I'm solo, man, I shine. Yeah, we came to hype it up, man, I shine.
Light it up.
Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up. We gon' light up the city, light up the city.
We gon' show them love, not ordinary, extraordinary from up above. I'm here on a mission every time you see me posted. You say you heard of Christ? Well, it's time to up the dosage. Filled up with the love of Christ, they like, is he fake? Because we also like we a bunch of Drizzy Drakes. We got the light of Christ, peep the power we possess it. It's time to take the city back, repossession. Yeah, we hyped it in church, time to expand the rally. And like the whole city up like it's the grand finale. We receive mercy, he's preach worthy. So we came to spread it like top rhyming and beat church. Shining in the dark, got him staring again. I think I'm Tim Tebow, I think I'm Jeremy Lin. Hey, call me anything, but don't call me a dud. Cause we got these fireworks and we came to light it up.
Light it up, 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 light it up. Light it up, light it up.
We gon' light up the city. Light up the city.
We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
We gon' light up the city. Light up the city.
We gon' light up the city.
They say I'm crazy for rapping, say I'm crazy for stepping, say I'm crazy for saying that this Bible's my weapon. Say I'm crazy for spitting about this word that's been written. They say I'm crazy for standing, I say they crazy for sitting. Fly through the sky with no ends, watch the throne cause I'm an heir. You ain't even gotta care, but it's much more than it appears. You talking gold, you talking teeth, I'm talking gold, I'm talking streets. I'm talking fake, you talking G's. You ain't talking like, do you talk cheap? You talking about Lambos, and you talking about mansions. Man, I'm talking about these things that the mind can't imagine. You still talking about earth? Man, I'm talking expansion. Got some boys in my band, and I ain't talking the Hansons. You don't really know what your info when you lower the bar like limbo. I spit it so true, so simple. Till we pop out the top like a pimpo. Sell out for the cash, not that tight. Jesus walks, got that right. Watch the throne, but it must have been a heist. Cause when I look, I see Christ.
Light it up, light it up, light it up. Light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up.
We gon' light up the city, light up the city.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
We'll be right back.
He gave birth to me and then assigned the earth to me. I'm thirsty just to search for those who's out here hurting. I'm certain that I'll find them because I found them. Scent like a bloodhound, I'm vital like a heart pound. All through the town, people screaming and shouting for the cure. I reassure things gon' turn around, man. For the faith, I'm a slave. Let it be known any day. I'm representing Jesus' name. Why you think they call me Rain? Change, I don't think so. Fame ain't for me, bro. Unless, of course, me being known will bring them all to his throne. Otherwise, I'm falling back. Let the Lord precede my steps. So when the devil do attack, he see I'm just a reflex. Made in his image, bruh. Born to be a minister of his word. So superb, I'm making it get in the air. And like an IV in the blood, you find me. And in the dark, I'll be the light, helping all of y'all see. Why you think they call me Rain?
Why you think they call me Rain?
Is about ministry.
Let the evidence what I'm about.
Things don't turn around, man. Things don't turn around,
man.
For the faith, I'm a slave.
Born to make
it rain.
Why you think they call me Rain? Why you think they call me Rain? Theory is about ministry.
Let the evidence what I'm about.
Things don't turn
around, man.
Things don't
turn around, man. For the faith, I'm a slave. Born to make
it rain.
Hey, if he needs someone, he's sending me. Patient, but I'm eager. See, I am the one to get it done because he formed me properly. A prodigy. It gotta be the God in me. You gotta see. See, it ain't no stopping me. Xerox can't even copy me. I will not cease unless he says I will rest when I'm dead. Until then, I'm in the skin, but in the skin, I am pretend. It's only what I'm dressed in. My temporary residence. I will reside up in the sky. Your gravity, I will defy. Ain't no lie, I tell the truth. Whether in or out the booth, it's in my roots. So when I sprout the evidence, what I'm about. Serious about ministry, and some of y'all ain't hearing me. Remove the music, hear the word until it make your spirit work. Born to make it rain and never be a weather change. Whether this or weather fame, I'm still spitting Jesus' name. Never swayed with every wind of doctrine, y'all are weather vanes. Still a slave to work that sugar coated like a wedding cake. Why you think they call me Rain? Why you
think they call me Rain?
Serious about ministry, let the evidence what I'm about. Things don't turn around, man. Things don't turn around.
Right there, that was Rain. The song was called Born to Make It Rain. That's right. And you know what we doing, man. We just getting a lot of the cats that are on the cast for this, what they call hard life of bond servant. And they said the only thing hard was the name. But I'm like, man, y'all been working together 8 months. I'm pretty sure y'all done had some, you know what I'm saying, intense, you know what I'm saying, scenes. I'm going to ask the cat that just hopped on, Giovanni. You know what I'm saying? Since he was late. You know, I'm just playing. I'm just messing with you, bro. It's all up. But talk about doing these scenes, man. How many takes did it take you being a villain in these scenes to get it right?
Honestly, man, it wasn't that many, man. You know, I believe in the first two takes, I feel confident and much seasoned in my craft where I feel like we got it. Pretty much after that, you know, the director Rain just allows me to go wherever I want to go, where I see it going. So it's not that hard, actually. I kind of click right into it because, you know, it's fun being the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, is it tough for you transitioning from a believer to just being a bad guy, or is this like what you used to do to your brothers and stuff growing up? I mean, like, what's up, man?
You know, no, it wasn't hard at all because I wasn't always walking with Christ. So, you know, just like, you know, even when Nate switched back over to being a reverend, he still knew how to rap. So, you know what I'm saying? Just turning it on and off, it actually wasn't that hard. Actually, it was easy because I knew what made me start to walk with Christ.
Mm. No, that's good stuff right there. Selah. Selah, talk to me, man. You also an actor, also a rapper, man. Just talk to me about doing this thing, this web series, how it changed your schedule. I mean, was there a lot of schedule changes that you had to do to make this fit or what?
It was a great experience. Had to sacrifice a few things, but it was worth it. Rain is just off the hook, easy to work with, and I think unity will really be displayed. So I was jumping at the opportunity to be a part of it. It was dope.
All right, talk to me, man, about the car scenes. I know a couple of y'all was in the car scene, man. Like, I mean, how fast was y'all really driving in this movie, man? Who was driving? Talk to me about that, Mr. Rain.
Are you talking about from episode one?
Yeah.
Or two? Well, I mean, honestly, man, that's just camera tricks, man. It's all it is camera tricks. You know, they're probably going about maybe 10 miles an hour. So, I mean, you know, a lot of things can be done on the cheap and on the creative level. You know, it's all movie magic. You know, it's all Hollywood. That's all it is. You know, everything was safe. Everybody was safe. You know, so. And the thing is, man, we did a lot of our own. We did all of our own stunts in episode one and two. Episode three is a different story.
Dope. So they're doing their own stunts. You know what I'm saying? So this is real. This is not like none of those wrestling matches that cats be watching and be like, oh man, that's fabricated. No, this is real stuff that they're doing. And I mean, it's pretty tight, man. Just for me seeing it firsthand, outside of the loop, I saw this and I was like, man, we have to talk about this. And I'm gonna talk to another brother, man. He's an actor as well. He talked about a little bit about them coming together as a community, and that was Douglas, man. Can you share with us what it was like seeing all these people come together, man, to lift up the name of the Lord in their craft?
Well, I was blessed in that, you know, I got invited to come and help, and I was blessed in that. And when I got there, it was a little large for me, to be honest with you. It was a little overwhelming, and the guys on the set made me feel comfortable. The subject matter made me feel comfortable, and the way that they all, like someone said earlier, took one or two takes, and that was it to do it. Like everyone there had been doing this for years and years, and it was quite obvious that it was from the heart, and that there was the Spirit of God mixed into it. When you're there, you watch these guys put it together. You see, if there's any doubt, they ask each other. They lean on each other.
Yeah.
They look to each other for you know, a sense of right and wrong, and it just come together with good sense. And again, that's by the hand of Jesus. It just came together well.
All right, and Kendrick, man, I'm gonna talk to you real quick. How important do you feel it is for, since we're talking about community right now, the body of Christ, artists in Christ, to come together and say, hey man, let's do something to impact the world for Jesus?
Wow. Well, you and I personally know what unity is all about. You know, there's enough divisions going around and people, you know, kind of battling within their lane, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And Yada Da King Radio and Free Life Radio, you know, have been family from day one and have cross-promoted even, and have each been hosts on each other's show. What I was excited about in coming on board with this is with all the different issues that exist, and I guess I'm the one that mentioned it, you know, everyone does occasionally want to pretend like they don't exist, but with all the issues that exist, one thing that was a constant was the Walk By Faith camp, least of all, Nova Miller, Valiant and Dan Wallace. They have no issues with anything, like everybody's cool with them. And this was a situation where there were people that may have had issues with someone else, but because of their love for that camp and love for the people in that camp and the love that the people in Walk By Faith show toward others, everyone was willing to come on board, and there's been a lot of issues that have been resolved through fellowship on set, you know, and a lot of a unity, or an increase in unity, I should say, that has occurred as well. Man.
All right, now let me ask Mr. Shaw. Just talk to me about, what do you feel the dynamic of this whole thing coming together is going to produce in your guys' web series, and even share some of the testimonies that you have heard from people with this web series?
That's a big question right there. Well, first, I would like to start with saying is West Coast Fire, WestCoastFire.com, West Coast Fire, they were the first people to really, like, you know, look at the episode and say, you know what, we want to be a part of that. And really, really started the whole pendulum swing. And our actual sponsor right now, the South.com, came on and started giving us exposure, you know, and a lot of favor.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable favor.
Praise God.
And from that, we started to garner a lot of attention from a lot of different people really quick. You know, anybody will tell you that's a part of the series, what's happening right now, we intended to happen around episode 6 or 7.
Wow.
We did not intend for them. We're only 2 episodes in. That's it. 2 episodes in. You know, and we've already seen a lot of people come up to us. Dale can share a testimony later about somebody that came through his job, but just on my end, and I'll keep this short, and I'll provide this link for you after this. We had somebody who literally came out to us and wrote a blog about how this web series saved their marriage.
Wow.
And then we've got a lot of feedback from that. And I'll keep it real short, but the gentleman had been battling with pornography, and his wife had basically caught him, and they had a little bit of issue back and forth. And she said, "You need to become a slave to the Lord and stop being a slave to all these worldly things." She said, "You need to be more like a bond servant." Didn't even know about the web series.
Yeah.
So he checked. He went online and said, "You know, I don't even know what a bond servant is. I'm gonna go online and I'm gonna research this."
Look at God.
And he researched it and found a couple of videos and came across our episode 1. He said he watched it. He said it broke him.
Wow.
He said it made him. And he asked God a lot of questions and was seeking a lot of things. And he did not get his answer until we dropped episode 2. When we dropped episode 2, everything that he had asked was just confirmation to him. And so, you know, we got to be sitting back like, you know, God is using this to restore marriages. And we're like, we didn't see that one coming, but it's not about us. You know what I mean? It's about him working through this series. And that was a really strong, powerful testimony that brother had shared to the world about the series. And it's like things like that that let you know that you're on the right path of what we're doing.
Man, look at it. I'm going to just say this to all those that are out there. And you're like, man, nobody has done what I'm trying to do. You feel like it's hard. You might not even have the budget. Man, just be obedient. Start taking steps toward it. Because they told me, man, they on a shoestring budget doing this. And by the way, if you guys want to sponsor them, how can they sponsor you, man? Is there any ways that, are you guys looking for new sponsors? Or, you know what I'm saying, people to just come drop $1 million in your lap? How can they do that?
Yes, they can. They can reach us at hard@gmail.com for any inquiries.
Right.
We also have a website that's dropping pretty soon. It's going to be hardlife316.com. But for now, they can hit us up at hardv316@gmail.com.
All right, hardv316@gmail.com. I'm going to go into this joint right here, CJ Emulous. The song is Superman on Yada the King Radio, and we'll be right back with the Hard Life Series cast. Here we go.
The real Superman, 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 the real Superman.
He is the Lord of all lords, and he is the King of all kings. Holy, holy, holy makes the angels all sing. Stronger than a locomotive, and he is omniscient.
Okay.
And he could be your kryptonite and bring you to a knee. Bow before the trumpet sounds. Flash, see him coming down. Riding on a cloud to the rescue now. Better move about the way. Makes foes into his footstools. Came to save the day. And the others try to play him, but they got it twisted. He's the author of creation, bruh. He always existed. Rewind it if you missed it. He's the Alpha and Omega, man. You sure you want to risk it? Not me. I was chilling in the feeling. Got saved. Now a fan like I'm spinning on the ceiling. So pray, cause the Superman wanna get sin. And if he can beat death, who can say we won't win? Whoa! What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks. My God is real, folks. The other ones is big jokes. My God gon' kill. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. word, it's a plane, it is.
Oh my God.
Better acquaint with the flames if you don't
know my God.
Are you vote my God?
Or do you vote my God?
Jesus Christ, not Clark Kent, I wanna show my God. Hey. Not Buddhism, man. Not Islam. Not a Hindu, man. But a Christian. The way to Yahweh. The real God. Is by accepting and believing in His Son.
Individual, no individual can make it inconsensual. Sin living habitually in the fence position. Leave it. Rebelling against God's principles. Miserable and imprisonable. For the wages of sin, you owe blood like a menstrual. It's the rule, check the scriptural. And you will know that Christ died in the fence. The goal, so the gap will be finally bridgeable. Without my hero, heaven would be intenable. Weakness invisible, my God's invincible.
What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks, my God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jokes. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman.
I am speaking of the man who could come at any hour. Who could make the earth crumble, twin towers. Who makes death humble like a coward. The real Superman, I ain't talking D. Howard. So I boast about his power. You glorify yourself, which will wither like a flower. I was dead in need of saving, and he came to my distress. Who the man of salvation? See the S on his chest. Super, no cape and a costume. Just grace, cause the lost groom. He died but didn't fall doom, and left a raw tomb. Then beat death, grim reaper, mean left. Just surrender, there is all room. Then repent and believe and let your knee fall to him. Call to him, give all to him. He's super, but no, he crushes enemies. You looking like Lex Luthor.
What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks, my God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jokes. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
Play this record as frequently as
one,
possible.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out.
Chase money. Money's too fat. Yeah. That's why I stay with the sun like Steve Nash. And I've been purchased by the blood with no cash. The devil's so sad, he looking at me so mad. Yeah, I was lost, but now I'm found. Nemo. And I thank the Lord for taking all my whips. Repo. Yeah, he took the weight up off my shoulders. Kilo then got snatched the chain up off my neck.
Diva. Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, my ego. Lag out, lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, lag out, my ego.
I just wanted to be seen. Wanted to be heard like Jesus geek is taking over. Revenge of the nerd. I live life without a plan or a consequence. Cause it was my will to be a fresh prince. I cried out for change, hoping it would make sense. I didn't need beat. Take six. Cause it ain't nothing for you to play with. And not to be celebrated. Banquet. Hey, so please let go your ego. Cause God's watching us through the sky like a peephole. Looking at his people like, I got a lot of he's, but I don't really have enough heroes. Money, cars, and girls, that's what the world is slaving after. Trying to get back to the roof like, yes, a master. Trying to move forward, I ain't got no time for moving backwards. So put me back in place like a chiropractor.
Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out my ego. Lag out, lag out.
Wow. Vision much clearer. Yep. The Lord is who I fear. Yes. Holy Spirit feels so when I think of what he did, bruh, I tear up. I become broken, humble heart open. I just wanna know him, not just on my clothing, a Sunday motion. Or when I'm on stage, I hear my name instead of his, I'm self-exalting. Insulting his name, who knew salt could be plain? Just a straw in the flame, cause it's blood ain't in my veins. Wearing ego like a pico, I'm juice like Tampico. Head is giant, call me Frisco. Oh, you hot, hot Zapatillo. Copy Jesus, call me Kinko. Don't look back to sin like Tebo. Yeah, I kill my alter ego. Cause the Lord, I wanna see more. Falling short like DeVito. Give me Terry, it's a fire. That's hooped on Elijah. That took him to Messiah.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out.
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertaSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DesertaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At the South. At the South.com. The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online. Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
Yeah. Let go. That's the homie Jesus Geek, another cat from Cali, man. And California is doing a thing for the king. And that's how we do it when we out of the king, man. And we're going to talk about episode 3, even though it's not out yet. Kendrick, you talk to me, man, real quick about episode 3. There was a lot of green screening, but you still did your own stunts. What's that about, man? You didn't want nobody else to do your stunts?
Care with me because they was handsome, and I'm like so far from that. Ray hit me up, man, and we headed up into the big secret location. They blindfolded everybody, and we got to talking and just came up with the concept. I've been blessed with an opportunity to represent what you and I do, Don Christian. I represent the media in the storyline, and play a reporter that's not only just kind of like on live on location reporting, but is also a field reporter, if you will.
Wow.
And in this episode, I get dirty. I get dirty. I get down in the dirt.
All right. So who could talk to me about the special effects that were going on in this scene, episode 3, man, and that's coming out August 15th. Mr. Shaw, can you do that?
You know what? I will, but Fire and Selah were the first people on the scene. Talk about how that was when y'all first stepped on.
Cool, that works.
Man, it was, for me, it was pretty crazy. It's my first time, like I said, seeing something like this. So I got to see these stuntmans all, like you said, they had the ropes on them and they was getting pulled as if they were getting hit. So it was dope to see all of that, and I'm kind of real eager to see, you know, the finished product and see what actually was hitting them and all of that good stuff. But it was just a total new experience, something I've been wanting to get into for a while, and it was just dope to be a part of it.
Wow, no, that's what's up, man. So for them, it's a lot of y'all, it was your first time. Now, who actually has done this prior to this, man? Let me ask the writers, have you guys did anything like this before?
me, it's strange to think that, you know, I live in San Diego, kind of away from everybody else, and it's strange for me to think us in my apartment and all this stuff that I see. You know, I see it on YouTube with everybody else does, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's strange to think that all this came from something that, you know, Rain and I and the other people who contribute to the story, it's all coming from that. You know, to think that people are up there on wires and green screen rooms is just pretty crazy, especially when you think back to the first episode, which things were very modest. And it was shot for only a couple $100, you know. Now we're actually doing Hollywood-level special effects, so it's pretty cool.
Wow. So talk to me about the inspiration, John, on writing this. You and Rain Shaw wrote this, as well as Nova Miller. Just talk to us about the inspiration for this thing. I mean, what were you thinking about when you said, hey, I mean, because I know a lot of artists, they write. Some of them got to get in their own writing mode. Some of them like to do it right before they go to sleep. I mean, how were you feeling, and what inspired you to write this?
Well, for me, I'm trying to come at it from my own religious point of view. You know, I think I'm not the type of person. You know, I don't go to church as often as I should. I'm trying to correct that, but you know, I'm trying to think. For me, I think I bring a more liberal point of view as far as religious things go. And it's interesting for me to bring my voice and mesh it with all these other people and their religious viewpoints. You know, that's what it's about for me. That's the inspiration for me, is to not have it be just my point of view. To sort of have this dialogue with everybody else. And we're not just actually having a dialogue, we're actually making a movie from the dialogue.
Yeah.
But it's really coming from all points of view, and that's what inspires me.
Wow. Rain Shaw, how about you, man? What inspired you in writing this as we get to go see this Hard Life series, man?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. It kind of goes back a little bit to the first time that I was able to actually experience just Christian rap in a whole different way, because, you know, it really was able to speak to me. And the first time I heard LOA actually was kind of opened me up to a lot of different things. I've been a filmmaker for a long time, longer than I've been walking with Christ. And, you know, and the gift that he bestowed in me was I was able to kind of use it and then be able to create. Because at the end of the day, we're all trying to raise the bar. We're not trying to compete. We're not trying to monopolize, but we're just trying to raise the bar. Just like I was inspired, I would want to inspire somebody else to just continue to do the same thing. It's not about trying to make, you know, the best. It's trying to show that, hey, we can go out there and make Christian media and inspirational media that can look just as good as, you know, your Dark Knight, your Superbad. You know, it's about giving the media a chance to breathe, so people can say, "Oh, that's just a Christian film. It's cool. It was good for a Christian film." No, that was a good movie. That was a good web series.
Yeah.
Wait, are they talking about God in this? That's what we want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of where, you know, kind of came from. And you know, and there's a lot of people. And it's like I just saw, there's a lot of people in the industry and definitely in Hollywood that could kind of relate to what I'm kind of talking about, you know. And it was a lot of things that kind of transpired between episode one and episode two. And you know, like, you know, my producer partner for episode two, Chris Ruffin, you know, was a blessing to the whole series. And that was like, you know, that was God in itself. You know, and you know, he's actually on the line. I'm not putting him on blast, but he is on the line. And, you know, and I would love for him to kind of talk a little bit about just the web series and as a whole, kind of as an outsider.
I'm sorry, you guys. I want to comment just on what you said, Rain, before you guys move on.
Okay.
As far as just being able to inspire people with what God has bestowed in you. For me personally, I was inspired before I was even invited to be a part of the project.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it was very necessary the way God kind of navigated and chose Mr. Shaw to direct this, because, you know, in the beginning of this conversation, we talked about how there are so many different camps involved in this, and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. So, I mean, we all have the same purpose. We're all here to serve God, but we're so segregated that it has been a complete blessing to take someone who is not within the realm of our location and say, oh, okay, I see all these Christian rappers, let's do something together, because I think it would have been really hard for any one of us to say, hey, let's do this project. You know, just being realistically, we got egos, people got their own ministry, they got their own priorities. So I feel like I said, it was really necessary for God to put it on your heart, Rain, and for you to actually listen and be obedient to that. And I feel like it will not only be an inspiration, but it'll definitely catapult other people to be able to say, hey, you know what, we need more unity, more community, you know, in doing this.
Now, let me ask you this, Rain, since you just shared that, and then we're going to ask the young brother, man, about joining in producing as well. But how did you keep yourself from saying, oh, well, this is not really my vision, but I'm going to go ahead and put, you know, my two cents in and help them out with anything that they need help in?
Well, I'm passionate just about the mission, you know what I'm saying? Ministry, period, whatever medium it may be, whether that's film, music, art, photography, the whole nine. I'm like all in for it. I have a heart to really reach out to everybody and do stuff together. It's just really hard when you're coming from the same place they are. You know what I mean? Because they may look at it as, oh, this is in my backyard too. I don't really want to do that because it's not my thing. So I feel like if I can contribute and make, you know, and hopefully inspire somebody else just by my participation, then so be it. You know, because, I mean, it's not about me. It's not about any individual person. And like I said, I'm just happy to be a part of it.
No, that's what's up, man. And go ahead.
I just wanted to say one thing, too, man. I don't think any of the artists on this line know is, you know, I was an individual fan and a supporter of all these artists.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't until New Year's Eve, I was sitting in the hallway at a concert that West Coast Five was throwing, and I realized that all of them knew each other. And it wasn't like, hey, what's up? It was like family. And I was like, wait, y'all all know each other? You know, and God is kind of giving me that vision right there. You know, this is bigger than the web series. These cats need to come together.
Hmm. And I like how God takes somebody from outside to bring people in, man. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that right after this song right here. Can't Lose, SoCon featuring T. Hattie, Rick Flow, and Selah Flows as well. And we're going to be right back, man, and wrap it up with these cats from the web series Hard Life of a Bond Servant. Let's get it in, y'all.
We can't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose. Failure's not an option. I'ma keep on moving. I'ma keep on winning. Enemies are losing.
We can't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose.
So haters keep on hating. You never slow me down.
Trust me, I felt the pain. Praise made a way. Faith melted the strain. I believe in peace came. And life is getting better. I'm doing less talking.
And walking like a letter.
Can't say that I've been better. In bondage with a vendetta. Been in the mud, but in my blood was a go-getter. Obstacles in my opticals. Much seemed impossible. But no weapon formed taught me I'm unstoppable. I'm on a new path. I hired a new staff. I'm speaking a different language. I'm doing that new math. Added and multiplying like task. God is multi-supplying. Caught me now. I am connected like I am. Instant messages, downloads, upgrades, updates. That's a harvest from the many days that I stay up late. I must say, no, I'm not lucky. It is His grace. I knew that we would make it. Staying placed in His face.
Fear is not an option. I'ma keep on moving. I'ma keep on winning. My enemies are losing.
I'm
found the light, so I got that new shine. Elevator music that got me feeling excited, bruh. Open up my mind and let the spirit ignite it, bruh. Truth on the forefront, heart beating for you more. Psalms 24 got me feeling like never before. The earth is the Lord's, man, I'm thankful I am yours. Any door I could've walked through, but I'm choosing yours. You and me, blue skies, let's fly away. I mess up every day, but yet you wipe it all away. Dry erase, yet the book calls it grace. The only way I can make it through these troubled days, with my hands up high, high, my head up to the sky. Deuces to the world, and you, I am made alive. I will never be the same, I am forever changed. Saved, I found a way, just seeking your face.
Me is not an option, I'ma keep on moving.
So we moving it out the way. Now we pressing harder, we pushing more in the faith. Trying to reach the streets for our Jesus to get us saved. We know it's by His grace, the reason that I've been changed. No longer do the things I used to do, my past has been erased. Now I'm living for the Christ, I see a world that wants to hate. Try to keep me down the longer, found I'm not around this place. Faith is not an option, no. Enemy wants your soul. Gotta keep on moving now, all the past is let it go. Can overload, remember this for Jesus as we walking down this narrow road.
Yeah.
a peon. He sold prime time and said too high. Took your sins to Bayside. Scriptures 9 till the max. Geeky.
Nerdy.
Dorky. Went porky to buy you back.
Whoa, that right?
I be the geek like the white, cause Christ ate up the beast.
That right?
I be the geek like the daddy on honey. I shrunk the sins. Oops, I mean kids. But I know kids. God's love harder than, harder man, harder than. I'ma do my geeky's dance like Carlton.
I'ma spit it full. Feel like you're running up, but the heaven is gone. Hit it raw. On the belly, cause everybody better been ready when they engage war. Don't play with the cat aim. People that aim, cause he bat aims every day. Trust me, you will that aim. Under his name, cause that's the premise of AA. Where to be? Carefree, look at this carefully. Everybody won't be spared when they come clear, when they give it up like charity. I swear to you, verily, verily, whether you've been living dead wrong. Running into the pit of the flames, headstrong. Humble the sinners who's willing to give it all up for the sake of the one who sits high in the throne.
You see me in my zone, and they think that I'm on one. Get one taste of what we got, I bet that you go on some. You can try, shut us down, but now I'm bored, them chains can't hold us. Coming with the yellow, so the winners drinking living water, anybody thirsty, throw it up. I'm peak door, I'm peak door, I'm peak door.
Yo, we are back with Life of a Bond Servant, Hard, the web series that's out right now, man. And, man, they've actually been sponsored by WestCoastFireTheSouth.com, Amen Clothing, and Not of This World. If you guys also want to sponsor, they are looking for sponsors, man. And really, I'll say this, man, get behind these people that are doing kingdom work, man. And we're going to talk to Chris, though, man. He was a producer. He came in on episode 2. Chris, man, talk to me about your experience with this joint right here, bro.
Well, it was a real great experience. Like Rain was saying, you know, when he had first met, and it just came about where Rain and I, we were talking about another project that we were working on, and it kind of like led over. It wasn't no lead. It wasn't no nothing but the Holy Spirit. It wasn't no nothing but God, you know, to kind of put that in perspective when we were talking about what we just worked on, what was shot, how it was shot. And he was just talking about how he was working on something, you know, with some guys from, you know, up in up north in California. And, you know, I started asking him about it. He seemed like he was a little... He didn't go all the way in right away. And it was just one of those. He just started speaking. And right away, I mean, he only said a couple words. And Rain could piggyback off of this. But it was like the Holy Spirit just told me, you know, just let him know you win. Like, whatever it is that he needs, just make it happen. And it was just that simple. You know, he started sharing with me about the fellas who was a part of it. And actually, you shot me over the song, right, Rain?
Yeah. I sent you the song in the link, episode 1.
Right. And it was just, it was a done deal. So, I mean, I was just championing, you know, behind what they were doing, the message that they were putting out there. Because it's one of those things where, you know, I work in the business. My wife and I, we run a production company, High End Productions, in which we work with a lot of established artists, you know, for doing their whole creative directing, their staging, choreography, and all of that. And, you know, it's one of those things where I know we have purpose, you know, in what we do for being able to sow seed into these other artists' lives who's not even thinking about the gospel. You know, so it was just one of those, when Rain brought this to my attention, it was a no-brainer, because it's the message that's behind it.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. And, I mean, when you meet these guys, you know, each individually, it just takes it to a whole different perspective.
All right, man. OG Preach, talk to me about your role in this web series, man. What the name of your actor is, or do you guys all have names in your roles?
No, not really any names. I just go by, I'm just the muscle, you know, basically just, you know, like a bodyguard overseeing everything, lookout, and it's an honor, you know what I'm saying? It's an honor, and basically that's just it. I'm just a bodyguard, and and that's it, man. Just a muscle, man. Anything y'all on the line, they call Preach, man. That's how we get down.
So you're being modest, man. Your character started to develop right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm starting to get more acting in. You know, by the grace of God, it's all great. Some talent that I'm seeing come out that I didn't even know I had. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity. You know, just to be able to expand my life in such a degree. You know, I just thank God for the opportunity, man. It's just so much fun. And then, like I said, the unity. You know, the power of the unity in this movie and this web series is so great because the community of brothers are coming together. They're showing a lot of love. You know, Jesus said, "Like this, how they know that you are my disciples by the love that you have for one another." Uh-oh. That's the community that we have. We love one another.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing, man. It's a great thing.
Hey, talk to me,
If I can jump on the tail of that real quick, Don Christian, something that I don't think Preach would mention, because he's a really humble cat, and he's a big dude. He's like 6-something. How tall are you, Preach?
4.
6'4". So he's a big brother. He's a prominent, you know, like, he's big.
Yeah.
Anytime we've been on set, anytime we've been on location, one thing that I've always been encouraged by watching OG Preach is, you know, the Bible says to go ye into all the land and preach the gospel, making disciples. And Preach is somebody that I watch that takes that serious, like, just about every waking moment, or at least every moment I've been around him. We were sitting outside of a Starbucks one morning before shooting, and this is consistent. You'll look around, Preach is there in conversation. 5 seconds later, you look around wondering where he went, and you look up and he's standing in a conversation talking with strangers. This particular time, we were outside of a Starbucks. I looked up and there were these two young boys that had to be maybe, what, eight and 10 years old, Preach?
Yeah.
It's about eight. One of them was 8, the other one was 10. They were out, they were across the parking lot, and they were panhandling. Preach walked up, held a conversation with them, and actually led those two little boys to Christ.
Wow.
That's a constant with OG Preach. If you check the behind-the-scenes videos, you can find those on YouTube as well. In the first one, there's a situation where Preach is talking, I think it's with a homeless dude, where he's standing talking to him about Christ. That's just a constant with OG Preach, you know, that really encourages me, that he'll walk up to a total stranger, Holy Spirit led, and just straight have a conversation with him about our Savior, man.
Wow. I was going to ask Giovanni, man, just share with me something that has really impacted your life from you guys coming together, man. Something that you would say, man, since I've been with this group, this is what has happened in my life.
Yo, well, honestly, man, it's been crazy. You know, I've always walked with Christ, and I've always been a man of Christ, especially being here in the belly of the beast in Hollywood, which I want to make Hollywood.
Come on.
All these people on the set, man, I just have to reiterate what everybody's saying, man. God led me to my boy OG Preach. Let me tell you something. I met Preach, man, and when I first saw him, I didn't know he was with the crew, and I was like, who's this tall Shaft brother looking like he could be a do-rag model on set? I was a little scared, and then, you know, as soon as the brother opened up his mouth, man, it was just like a heart was playing. The brother was just saying all the right things, and I hit a low point in my life, and I called up Preach about 12 a.m., and he picked up his phone, and he whispered to me. Wow. For about 9-10 minutes, and I got off that phone just feeling so refreshed. So God led me to a crew of people that actually not only I could work with, could be with in an intimate relationship with as well for God, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. And Selah, man, can you share the same type of story, man? Just what has happened since you've connected with these brothers, man, and sisters?
Definitely. I would say the same thing about Preach. And that's not to be funny or anything like that. That's real talk. He came up and we got some good building in, and I've been getting tech from him ever since. So yep, it's been dope. Yep. On top of that, I feel like the relationships between me and a few other artists have gotten closer since then, which has been real dope as well.
Okay, man.
So I'm great.
Mr. Rain Shaw, I'm going to ask you as the executive producer, man, as we start to wrap it up, what would you say about a tour with this whole Life of a Bondservant, man? What do you think about something like that, man?
Well, it's funny is that, you know, that's been one of the things that God's kind of put on my spirit. You know, like that's been, I mean, after the web series, I mean, you know, you have these artists, and it's a musical web series, and you're going to start to see other musicians and artists and ministries starting to be more involved in the web series, especially in this next episode coming up. And so, you know, if God leads us in that way, and we're able to come together and do something, then, you know, the glory be God on that whole thing, you know. But right now, we're literally just walking by faith and taking each episode, you know, by itself, because God keeps changing things, and He keeps moving things and making things happen. So, you know, it might be even bigger than that. You know, we might be having a movie by next year for this. So, you know, that's the whole, you know, that's where it's all at right now. That's how I can answer that question.
Man, I just want to encourage all y'all out there, man. This is really what God wants to see. The community comes together, man, and put together their resources, put together their finances, their time. And you're going to continue to see many more people's lives change just because of you guys coming together on this magnitude, man. And in closing, man, right before we close, I got one more question I want to ask Mr. Shaw. Talk to me about just some of the equipment y'all have to use for this. I mean, what are you guys using? And what is some equipment that you may want that somebody that's listening that might say, hey, man, I got that. Let me bless you guys with it.
Man, well, to be completely honest, man, you know, episode one, we had what we had, which was we just shot with a 5D, a couple of lights. Giovanni will tell you, you know, Preach will tell you, we had nothing. Yeah. For episode one, and we turned nothing into something. Episode two, Chris came on board and was able to bless us. And God was able to add a lot of precision to the project, and we're able to up the ante just a little bit. But we still had a lot of favor come in. I mean, we shot majority of episode two with the red camera, and we had a really great lighting system. Episode three, we just kept on raising the bar. Episode three, we shot with the red camera. We did a lot of pickups on the 5D, but if I can tell you about this. We actually did some underwater footage that you guys are going to see. And we did not do it with, you know, your expensive $10,000 camera equipment. We went right to Best Buy, bought a $50 camera, went right underneath the water, and the footage came out beautiful.
Now, did you say web camera or the red camera?
I was talking about the red camera. We shot with the red camera for majority of for the bulk of episode three, 50% for episode two.
Okay.
Just blessed with the camera. Nathan Butler, our cinematographer, Taylor Ramsey, which also came through and blessed us, and just the whole crew that really, really has been a part of episode one, two, and three, which has really made this all possible from the jump. You know, we. Episode three, like I said, we have our own. We got our own stunt crew came in. The same stunt team from the Avengers and a couple other films came through and just blessed us, completely blessed us.
All right,
so, you know, it wasn't hard. It wasn't easy, but we've been able to really put it together.
Man, and look at how God uses people that just use their resources, man. A lot of times God wants to see what we have in our hands, man. And that's the community that's coming together right now for the hard life of a bond servant. In closing, Mr. Shaw, what do you want to see from here on out this web series do in people's lives? And then also, how can they contact you guys once more?
Well, first and foremost, man, I would just love to see this this web series just continue to move people, continue to inspire, continue to save, and at the end of the day, just continue to strengthen and unite the kingdom, you know, and really be an example to the entire kingdom, and to the youth too, that, you know, we're setting a really good example for that we can come together and we can put something together, and you don't got to have $1 million to make it work. And if anybody is led or feels moved to contribute or to help in our project, you know, it'd be a blessing. I mean, you guys can hit us at
hardv316@gmail.com. That's H-A-R-D, V as in Victor, 316@gmail.com for further inquiries.
All right, man. I just want to say to the whole cast, y'all continue to do what you do. Rain, Chris, John Nitter, Renee, Nova Miller, OG Preach, Ashley Rain, Young Fire, Selah Flows, Kendrick Shepherd, and even cast that's behind the scenes. I know OG Preach, he's a bodyguard, but you know they might still have some other cats that you know that's watching him as well, just because he's 6'4". You know what I'm saying? You know, anyway, that's really what it is, man. I want to thank y'all for coming on, man, and you guys have a blessed time doing this, man.
Thank you. Shout out to the South.
Thank you for having us.
Shout out to South.com and West Coast Fireman for really blessing us again. I just have to put it out there, Not On This World Clothing and Amen Clothing and Flat Black Clothing. Thank you very much for continually supporting us.
And much love to Don Christian and
Yadi.King. Hey, much love to all y'all, man. And I look forward to even getting some of you artists on here individually, have you guys share your testimony and story as well, all right?
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right, life.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you all, man. Thank you very much.
Let's go ahead and hop into this joint. One Route Entertainment on this joint, Change of Heart. And One Route Entertainment consists of Creature Clan, K9 and Calandria Williams. Let's get it in on Yada the King.
Now you got me thinking back, which ultimately had me putting on my thinking cap. And by comparison to how I used to be, it's quite embarrassing, the person that I used to be. I see him looking at me now like, who is he? But truthfully, there is nothing you can do for me. World had me driving in the slowest lane, like I was Clark Kent and she was Lois Lane. I would spark a fire, but she would throw the flame, the type of stuff that make a brother wanna go insane. Yeah, eventually it all came apart, and in that moment I knew I needed a change of heart. See, I was swerving, and when my grandmother passed, I recognized that I really needed to serve him, and it was urgent. See, I was splurging in sin, but Christ showed me a love that is fervent. Yeah. The Mac-10, man, to shoot it out with you if I'm back in, man. I'm on the bench with my packs, Matt Flynn, man. I can't win, man, caught up in the drama, begging for bail money. I know I'm breaking my mama's heart, but ice water's in my veins, don't test it. Shackled and handcuffed, cardiac arrested. Living in prison till the Lord said, let him go. Put it to my chest, no sound in a stethoscope. He loved me, so he rushed me to surgery. Sin had stolen my heart and the devil was gonna murder me. Was white as snow from the blood I was losing, but the Father gave me a blood transfusion. His love is something that I never understand, cause the blood of the Lamb pumps hard in the heart of this man.
I'm not who I used to be. New life has come and rescued me.
Telling me the heart is wicked, yeah. What's in it will come out whether virtuous or explicit,
right.
For me it was mostly explicit. I knew I was gifted with the gift of right. I wasn't right by the life I was living. Man, just misusing the life I was given. Decided to make decisions that I knew was forbidden.
What?
Out of his will I took the wheel. Was money driven, swerving, deserving to die, but he kept me from the collision.
Hallelujah.
Don't know what's stopping me from just repenting. I'm hard headed, was embedded, keep cutting from shifting,
right.
Into his holiness I know he gets mad when I'm tripping. I'm wishing in my own power I can break out this prison.
Can't do it on my own.
Lifting my hands can stop me from drifting,
yeah.
I noticed change in my heart once I started to listen. He spoke and told me that a transplant is what was missing, so I surrendered, then he started the incision.
I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah.
that's what it is, man. I was just privileged once again to have the Hard Life series, the whole crew, the whole cast, you know what I'm saying, come and chop it up with us, man, here at Yada the King Radio, man. And I just want people to just be aware of what God can do when we work together, man. When we come together as a community, the Bible actually says this in the Word of God. God had to stop some people because he said, if they come together, nothing is impossible for them. So what does that even say to us as believers, us as Christians? There is, obviously, we have God with us, and the Word of God says in Luke 1:37, all things are possible to those that believe. So imagine that being magnified with 20 believers coming together, doing the same thing, working for the same vision. I would say, let's just make sure we are not hindering what God is trying to do. And that could be hindered by our egos. It could be hindered by, you know what I'm saying, I might not be getting enough limelight, or I might, my name ain't as big as this person's name, or how come I'm not on this, or how come they're on that? Like, limit that stuff, man. When we eliminate that, those things in our lives, in our churches, in our ministries, God can begin to move, man. It cannot be about the eyes. It got to be all about God. If everybody has the same focus, we can see what God's going to do in them, man. And I'm just excited to see this Hard Life series, man. They're still in the beginning stages. They got two series scenes out right now, but it's going to be coming out. They're going to be coming out with a lot more. And I just love to see the artists coming together, man. There's a lot of artists, man, in California, and they might not even all be in the same backyard, but they're saying, hey, man, let's come together for the kingdom. And I mean, they've been working together 8 months, man. They've been grinding, y'all. So once again, go check that out. Hard Life series. Once again, Don Christian puts his sign of approval on that joint. I want y'all to go check that out, man, to see what's popping. Shout out to my dude, DJ COV, all the way out there in the A. Me and him been chopping it up real hard lately. Also, my people's SLS Radios, man. Check them out, man. And Breathe Life Radio. You know how we do it, man. Even though they're on pause right now, we're going to still expect them to come back. And you guys got to go check out some of their videos, man. They got a music video where they just sitting on a block doing a music scene. Go check that out. And I'm out of here, man. It's the Warrior, Don Christian, man. And we keeping the kingdom. You dig? Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da. Shabakta. We yada da. We yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com. Yada That King Radio.
I'm Ms. Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada That King Radio.
Yada That King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada That King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada That King Radio. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. YadaTheKing.com.